there. This is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring musical revisions. We'll hear music written by one composer and then later revised, completed, or adapted by another. We'll start with music from 1538 by Luis de Narváez. His Song of the Emperor is based on a four-part song titled Mille Regrets by Josquin des Prez. We'll hear it performed by violist Massimo Lonardi. Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring musical revisions, we've just heard violist Massimo Lonardi performing Song of the Emperor. Next, we'll hear music from the Baroque that has been reconstructed based on a surviving fragment. The orchestral parts to the lute concerto in D minor by Silvius Leopold Weiss have been long lost. However, lutenist Richard Stone has reconstructed them based on the surviving part for solo lute. Richard Stone is the lutenist with Tempesta di Mare.
Thank you.
Lutenist Richard Stone and the members of Tempesta di Mare in his reconstruction of Weiss's Concerto in D minor. Next on this look at musical revisions, we'll hear etudes originally composed for solo guitar by Fernando Sor. These have later been arranged for guitar and string quartet by Roland Dians.